Hi everyone, I'm your host, Jessica Leahy from Literacy Quebec. In this Adult Learners Week themed episode, I speak with three people from the Learning Exchange, Enza Ciampanelli and Mia and Milena. Enza is the community manager and Mia and Milena are volunteer tutors. The Learning Exchange is a not-for-profit literacy organization that provides free tutoring services and programs to adult learners. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Jessica Leahy from Literacy Quebec. Today's episode is in honor of Adult Learners Week, which recognizes the perseverance and achievements of adult learners who may be returning to school or learning a new skill. It acknowledges the challenges they face in balancing their studies, home life, and other commitments. And it is a reminder that learning at any age is valuable and important. Today, I am joined by three wonderful people from the Learning Exchange, a not-for-profit literacy organization located in Laval that provides free tutoring services to adults who want to improve their literacy skills. I have Enza Ciampanelli, the community manager, and Mia and Milena, two of the organization's volunteers. Hi, everyone. So nice to have all three of you with me today. I'm very excited to learn all about your experiences working with adult learners.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Hello.
Before we actually get into the questions again, would each of you like to maybe introduce yourselves and talk more in depth about what you do?
Sure. So I can go first. So like Jessica said, I'm Enza Ciampanelli. I'm the community manager. I also recruit, interview, supervise the volunteers and learners and the adult learners. That's me in a nutshell.
Awesome. Mia, would you like to go next?
Sure, thank you. I'm Mia Cook. I've been volunteering for 2 years already with the Learning Exchange. And I am a tutor with adult learners, advanced English level, and a bunch of women get together and we read articles and discuss interesting topics.
Sounds great. And you, Milena?
I'm Milena Maguinha. I'm from Peru. I live in Toronto since 2016. And I've been a TL math tutor since 2022.
Nice. Math is always a subject I struggled with in high school. So it's really cool that you're a math tutor. I'll start with Enza for this question. I'm curious to know how you got started working in literacy.
So in 2010, I found myself without a job after the company that I was working for 20 years closed their Montreal office. And so at that time, I decided to take a break and take time off, and I wanted to give back to the community. And so I saw TLE's ad for tutoring. I too decided English, easier than math for me, not like Milena. And so I applied to be a tutor. So they took me on. I worked with an adult learner for over, I think, about 2 years. She was able to complete her high school. She was just missing the English. She was able to get her high school diploma. So I was super proud about that. And then that was really the beginning of my journey with TLE. And I became a board member. And I'm happy to say I'm staff. I've been working with TLE as staff since 2019. So I can't believe it's almost 5 years.
Wow. Well, happy 5-year anniversary.
That's Thank awesome. You.
And can you also talk about some of the resources and programs the Learning Exchange offers?
Sure. So in addition to free tutoring, we sometimes have workshops that we give to adult learners. You know, after COVID, everything is really via Zoom, but we offer some it's like skills for success. So the government of Quebec have outlined, I forget the number of skills, and really there's lots of resources that we try to always link back to that. And our website, TLELiteracy.com also has tons of resources. We have a section called Skills for Success. And really, it's to continue to work on those skills that we need for work, for learning, and really for everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of those skills. It's really important to kind of encompass all of those things, right? Because like you said, they follow us in our everyday lives. And I'm also curious to know, working for a literacy organization, what have you found most inspiring in your line of work?
So for me, I get a lot of satisfaction by matching a tutor with the right learner. And when they build that relationship and begin to work together towards the end goal, that, even though I'm not part of that tutoring, that brings me a lot of satisfaction. And then what inspires me so much really is seeing a learner graduate or mm-hmm. move on to the next step of their career or learning journey because, you know, we were able to match them with the right person. So it allows them to learn and grow. So that's what inspires me the most.
Yeah, I'm sure. And then also just kind of on the other side of that coin, what is most, do you think, challenging in your line of work?
So some of the challenges is, so learners are adult learners. What that mm-hmm. means is they have very busy lives. A lot of them are parents. They have small children. They're trying to coordinate their schedule. Some of them work full-time, part-time. And so I'd say it's not really a big challenge, but always trying to juggle and being able to find a tutor that matches their schedule the most. And really, I love our volunteer tutors. They give their time for us and for the learners. So I'm always really considerate of trying to match the tutor's time, but doing that together sometimes it's like a big puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. There's just so much to juggle, right? To kind of switch gears, this question is for Mia and Milena. Similarly to my question for Enza, how did you both get started in tutoring at the Learning Exchange? And also, how did you come across the organization and had you done tutoring before?
So I remember that I saw a post from TLE in LinkedIn. So I applied for it. I got the interview with Enza. After that, I did the training, the online training, and some weeks later, I got connected with the students, and I started this journey, and it has been very interesting. I love learning, and I love teaching also, tutoring, and I have enjoyed it very, very much. What was the second question? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Had you done tutoring before?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I've done tutoring since I was at school with my classmates. I always enjoyed seeing somebody understanding something that at the beginning was difficult. So I think I have a little experience on this. Subject.
Yeah, I'll have to hit you up for the math. Mia, if you'd like to share with us how you got started.
Sure, thank you. Just like Malena, I applied through LinkedIn. It was during COVID lockdown, and I was really looking forward to looking for opportunities to volunteer. And when I saw the ad, that was it. And Enza interviewed me via Zoom, and I started working right away with them. And the second question, I'm a retired senior executive from the government, and currently I'm working as an executive coach. So during COVID, some of my students were losing jobs and applying for new jobs. And I was able to work with them with their resumes and mock interviews. And when they get the job, it was like a Christmas for me. So I caught the bug. It's been a lot of fun.
I'm so glad to hear that. This is also for Mia and Malena. Have you found anything particularly challenging working with adult learners?
I'll go first this time. I think what's challenging for them is, as I mentioned earlier, it's time management. It's, you know, they have so many responsibilities during the day. And this is yet another thing that they have to worry about. And at the same time, it's so inspiring that they never miss a class and they show up every time. And it's their desire to learn that really gets me going. So I don't know. It's not a challenge. If it's a challenge, they're definitely stepping up to it.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Yeah, that's very admirable. And this also brings me to my next question. Actually, this is for everyone. Is there sort of a specific activity within a program that perhaps adult learners have found more challenging? And if so, how did they overcome that challenge?
So I can tackle that one, Jessica. So one of the things for the learners that are coming back to finish their, you know, their credits for their high school diploma, it applies for both English and math, but I find this more in math. So like they've left school because school wasn't easy for them. Mm-hmm. And now they decided to come back and they want to come back and complete their math. I'll talk about math. So I think one of the hardest things is, first of all, they've been out of school for some time. They're going back into a subject that's really that was hard for them, most likely. And so the fear of, that's what I see when I'm like interviewing them, the fear of like, oh my God, this is so hard. I wasn't mm-hmm. able to understand it the first time. Can I do it? So the only thing I tell all the learners that come to see us is you'll be matched up with a tutor, and our math tutors do a really good job at taking the scientific way and putting it into layman's terms so that they can understand it. And if they have to start a level lower to create a stronger foundation, that's okay. That's what the tutor is there for. They're reinforcing. And so slowly, slowly, they'll get it. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's my experience.
Yeah, that's really great. Would anyone else like to share as well?
Well, about math also. So I think, in my case, I have seen that they have, sometimes they know the answer, but sometimes it's difficult to put in a way that the teacher can understand and can grade well. So they have to be organized and explain the result, not just only put the answer, you know? And sometimes that can be a little difficult for them. So in my case, I have a student that is from Mexico. So she is learning also the English.
Mm.
So it's a little more difficult for her, but I see all the effort that he puts in the thing. So that she puts in the thing, so she is very perseverant. She's always trying hard, and she's doing, so she's making the thing. So she's learning, and she has got good grades. So I always tell her that she has to be patient with her. So yes, be patient with yourself, and you are going to learn, but just don't rush yourself. Be patient. This is, I think, for math is a key.
Yeah.
And I know that Malena's student actually moved up to the next level already, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
she's already graduated to the next level. So she's getting there.
Oh, good for her. Yeah. That's awesome. How can literacy improve the quality of someone's life as well as the communities they are a part of?
I can go first,
sure.
too. So in the case of math, I think math is very important for every aspect of your life. Everything, when you buy something, when you get the taxes, everything math is important. And it's going to be more important in the future with the new intelligent artificial era, right?
Mm.
So it's going to be very important to know math, to understand these concepts. So I think in my case, I think that tutoring somebody is going to be a very important key in their life, just because I can see what is coming. Sometimes it's a little scary, but for them, it's very important.
For me, literacy is as basic as food, water, and sleep. And without communication, without ability to communicate, you really can't belong anywhere you are. And as an immigrant, as a teenager, I know what it's like to move to a new place and start your life over. And it just opens up your world as soon as you understand not only the language, but the culture and the social cues and everything else. So it can definitely do wonders for one's life.
Yeah, absolutely. I really love what you said about how you view literacy as sort of like a basic right and like a basic foundation. I very much agree with that. It's just so encompassing of everything, really, like all sorts of skills and that we use in everyday life. Before we wrap up, in the spirit of Adult Learners Week, I would like to know if you're all comfortable sharing a learning goal that you have at the moment.
Okay, so my learning goal, it's been about a year and a half. So my goal is to create a biodiverse native flower garden that will bring bees and butterflies to my home. That is my goal.
Oh my gosh.
So this year I winter sowed. I sowed some seeds in the winter in the snow. It's the second year I've done it. I've planted about 45 native flowers to Quebec and our area of Canada. And I'm hoping that the seedlings are going to grow this spring. And so that's my goal, is to, even if it's a small amount, is to help create some biodiversity in flowers and vegetation.
That's amazing. I love that. Oh, that's so lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll let you know if it's successful. I don't
yes.
know yet.
Please send us pictures.
I will.
We'll come visit your garden.
That'd be great. We could all have tea.
Oh.
Well, I can go second. Well, I am. My goal is improve my English, for sure. I want to improve my English. I've been studying English since I was a kid, and I think that I am not when I am not there. I want to improve my English, and I also want to keep me updated in my professional area.
Yeah, those are really great goals.
Great.
You got this.
Yeah. Thank you.
You too, Malena. You go. You got this.
Yeah, just like Malena, my learning goal is to improve my English more. So every year I have an X number of books that I want to read in a year, and my goal is to exceed by 10%. So this year's number is 50.
Wow.
50? That's amazing.
I have to read 55 books. Is that right, Malena?
Yes.
That's a great goal. I love it.
Yeah, you got this too.
I'll work
I believe
on
in
it.
All of you.
What about you, Jessica?
Yeah, so my goal is doesn't sound as cool as all of your goals, but mine is basically to learn how to make banana bread. I want to learn how to bake more and make like different pastries and things like that. Because I do cooking, but I don't really do baking at all. So I'd love to just learn how to do different recipes.
So Jessica, I have a banana bread recipe that's about 35 years old and it's super simple. So I will send that to you.
Oh my gosh, yes, please.
And then you need to bake it and you need to let us know how it works out.
Will do. That'll be my goal for the next weeks.
It's a simple recipe, I promise.
Amazing. Beginner friendly.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you all so much for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it. And for our listeners out there, you can check out the services and resources the Learning Exchange provides on their website, www.tleliteracy.com, which we will also include in our show notes. So yeah, thank you all again. And
thank you.
I hope you have a great rest of the day and a wonderful long weekend as well.
Thank you, everybody. Nice to see
thank you.
You. Nice to
Bye,
hear
everyone.
You.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
You are listening to the Literacy Quebec podcast. If you or someone you know needs literacy-related assistance, call the free Literacy Quebec helpline at 1-888-521-8181. That's 1-888-521-8181.